Okay, we're at Glenelg Estate in the Upper Derwent Valley. My name's James Clements and I'm the vineyard manager here.
And you've just finished picking and packing up for this season. How did it go?
It was a very late year. Like every other piece of fruit in Tasmania, we were probably running 3 to 4 weeks late. That was on account of a really cold, nasty, windy spring. This year we didn't flower till between Christmas and New Year, whereas most years we'd flower in late November here. The crop itself, tons were was half of last year's crop, but this year's crop was probably 3/4 of a normal crop, and last year's crop was 1.5 normal crops. So while the tonnes were down, we're really happy with the quality of what we've got. We've got good feedback from the winemakers of what's in the tanks.
And it's really a hidden vineyard, isn't it? You drive past the property, you see the sign that says Glenelg, but you can't see any vineyard.
Just with the shape of the property and the steep hills, the best valley on the property that was a good north-facing slope and out of the worst of the weather just happens to be the one that's 1 kilometre in from the highway. Most of the land right next to the highway is quite steep and not really suitable for horticulture.
It's a big property, isn't it?
Yes, the property itself's 2,000+ hectares and the vineyard only takes up 36 hectares of that.
So 36 hectares, you're looking at any more?
We've got plans for quite a bit more, all already surveyed and laid out with irrigation designs and all the rest of it. Just want to see how the industry pans out in the next couple of years. There's quite a bit of new supply coming online in the next couple of years and still a few corporates throwing rather large amounts in the ground. So we're not comfortable to plant any more until we just see how things settle down and what grape pricing's like over the next few years.
Now, this vineyard itself, the soil, is it pretty good for grapes?
It seems to be very good for grapes. We've got really good strong plant vigour here without a lot of fertiliser input. Plant health's good, and it's with the slopes we've got here, it drains quite nicely, so we've got no wet feed issues at all.
So it's had a few hundred years of sheep wandering over it, and they're still here.
They're still here. I mean, the balance of the grazing property's leased out now to another gentleman in the valley, but we put the sheep in about now to clean up post-harvest, get rid of all the weeds and the grass, but it's definitely a long-term grazing property. We fertigate some nutrient through the growing season and a little bit of base additions, but grapes aren't a huge consumer of inputs from a fertiliser point of view.
Now, what about the water situation here? What's that like on farm?
We're quite fortunate here that we've got a long frontage to the Derwent and a secure water licence, and we're only 1 kilometre downstream of Meadowbank Dam, so the Derwent River and the hydro schemes give us 100% water security here.
Have you had to use much in the growing season?
This year just gone was a lot less than normal with the long cold periods, so we haven't had to irrigate a lot this year.
And yourself, James, your journey to becoming involved in the wine industry, I think it was a decade ago we spoke to you and you were the young fruit grower of the year.
The wine industry worked for me because I've had kids late in life, and much as I loved the cherry industry, it's just simply not compatible with kids at Christmas time. I sort of made the decision that I wanted to spend Christmas time at home with my kids rather than dealing with huge numbers of cherry pickers or chasing helicopters around after it rained.
Yeah, and it's around the time of the year you're not going to get any grapes out of the ground, are you?
No, it works well. The kids are back at school now in the autumn, and with a lot of mechanical harvesting, it's just a lot easier on the family than being in the wine industry.
And what do you see as the difference between the growing of fruit, as in cherries, and the growing of grapes? Is there much difference?
There's not a lot of difference. The fundamental basics of any perennial horticultural crop are the same. You need to get the pruning done economically and on time and properly during the winter, and your timing of spray and irrigation inputs through the summertime have to be done on time. But the fundamental principles of growing any perennial hort crop are the same. So I found the adjustment quite easy.
But you're still learning, as every farmer does, every day.
Anyone that says they're not learning every day is a liar. it is. There will always be something to learn, no matter what industry you're in.
Now, the setup of the vineyard, is it set up for hand-picking or is it set up for mechanical?
The vineyard's been set up to be as much as possible be done mechanically. So the vast majority of our fruit's picked by mechanical harvesting, and the wire trellis system set up with quick-release clips so we can run through with a mechanical pruning system as well called a climber. So we're aiming to minimise labour inputs as much as we can.
And the property's in such an area that it doesn't matter if you're picking at midnight, 2 a.m. in the morning.
That's right. We're being one of the bigger grazing properties in the Derwent Valley. The only near neighbours are people that are directly involved with the business anyway, so noise isn't an issue. We can harvest at midnight or we could spray at 4 a.m. without complaints.
Now, James Clements, our guest on the country. Now, James, with the fruit and the grapes, you've got to pick them and and grow them, obviously. Then you've got to market the wine, haven't you?
We do.
Yeah. Is that a new thing for Glenelg? What's happened?
That's a very new thing for Glenelg. Previously, the vineyard was set up purely as a grower of a commodity grape to on-sell to different wineries. The massive crop in 2025 sort of forced a rethink on that because we filled all of our contractual obligations until there's quite a bit left hanging out in the vineyard. So we trialled a small quantity into a local winemaker last year, which is now sitting bottled up in the shed, and we're just working on a label. And we've done a slightly larger quantity to a contract winemaker this year. So they're in the process of developing a brand name and bottle art and importing some distributors.
So what's the plan for the future? Will you still sell some grapes to some other vineyards?
We'll always sell some other grapes to other wine labels. We feel it's just a good baseline for the business to always have some sales of fruit straight up at the end of harvest and gradually work on growing the whatever brand name Glenelg Estate comes up with for its wine.
And what sort of grapes? I forgot to ask you that.
Predominantly Pinot and Chardonnay, with a few hectares of Pinot Gris and a small planting of Shiraz.
And enjoying it?
I'm enjoying it. It's good to have a challenge, to be learning new things every day, and it's a beautiful property to work on, and just enjoying the better family time that the wine industry gives compared with cherries.
And the kids think it's Santa home at Christmas time.
That's right, yeah.
Well, good on you, James. Thanks for your time in the country. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for coming.